أنتم وفرته من أمسكتم عليه أمسكت أنت الآن أيضا يا سيد.
We have to worship all now. May you serve the minister of this day, the Igumen, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, and all the people. May you accept, be absolved from the mouth, that all who drink the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from the mouth, the one only holy Catholic Apostolic Church from the mouth of the beholder of God, the Evangelist, each Samar, the Apostle, the Martyr, the Patriarch, and Realist, the Discourus, Saint Anastasius, the Apostolic, Saint Peter, the Martyr, and High Priest, and Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Peter, and Gregory, and from the mouth of the 300, the teenage siblings, and the 150 contemplant, the 200 Ephesus, and from the mouth of the Unholy Father, the High Priest, and the Second, from the mouth of the Church itself, for blessed and full of glory, your holy name, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, now, and all times, into the age of ages. Amen.
the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the second epistle according to our teacher, Paul, to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who is in the presence, am lowly among you, but being absent, am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence, but which I attend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look at the things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ's, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ's, even so we are Christ's. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed, lest I sin to terrify you by letters. For his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his boldly presence is weak, and his speech is contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such as we will also be indeed when we are present. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who command themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. For we are not overextending ourselves, as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure that is in other men's labors, but having hope that is as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in other men's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but when the Lord commends. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough time of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run without wisdom in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in our prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invased with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Silas, and from there they sailed to Cyprus, and when they arrived in Salis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, and Jew was name was Bar Jesus, who was with them, Paul, Counselee, Sergius, Paulus, and an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, is will you not cease perverting the strange ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiplying, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
One God, Amen. Today, the 10th day of the blessed month of Ba'ob, may God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren, Amen. Today, we will do the synaxarium with a different way, a presentation, in order like to know what we are celebrating. Because each day, every day, we have different saints, and we have to celebrate. That's why we are doing this in a presentation. And Miriam, we will present all that. Please, all the deacons who are inside, yeah, the altar, go outside to see the presentation. Yes.
So today we're celebrating the martyrdom of Saint Sergi. He's a friend of Saint Bacchus. Okay. These two, I will say it as a story quickly. These two were Roman soldiers, and they were great friends, and they had a big authority in where they lived, and they were loved by the emperor. But the problem is they refused to worship the idols of the emperor, and they were never accepting to worship Jupiter as the emperor wanted. So he ended up sending them to be tortured by another governor. They ended up torturing Saint Bacchus first, and they ended up throwing his body in the river with a lot of stones with it, so that it sinks down and doesn't come up. But the Lord made his body show up on top of the river, and it did, and also he sent an eagle to watch it, which is again is the norm, an eagle to watch a body of somebody's dead. But also the Lord prepared two holy men who saw the body, and God told them, take the body and bury it, and this is a saint. After that, the friend of Saint Bacchus was very sad about the death of his friend. So Saint Bacchus showed up in a dream to his friend. who sent Sergi, and he comforted him. The next thing happened that the governor of a place called Rusefa, this is a place in Syria, he tried to convince Saint Sergi to forsake his faith, but he refused. And then he ended up cutting his head with the sword. After that, the Saint Sergi's body was seen as he's going to die by a virgin, and he told her to keep his body, and she kept the body. They ended up, after the time of persecution finished, to build a very big cathedral for him in Rusefa, and like 15 bishops celebrated both these saints. This is the picture of the cathedral that was built. This is built like in the year 500, so this is many, many years ago. And this is the remnants of what's left of that church. And we, in Egypt, in Old Cairo, we have a church under the name of Saint Bacchus and Saint Sergi, which is Knesset Abu Sirga in Old Cairo. So I wanted to share with you the picture of it. May their prayers and intercession be with us forever and ever. Amen.
Ekbar senon genetis eleison imens.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stasite meta vovo theo kosomen to agio evangelio.
Stand in fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, to St. Luke, our teacher, the evangelist. May his holy blessings be with us. All amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Light is sown for the righteous and the gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, the King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And as he said to these things, to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross and examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. In the meantime, an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so they trampled one another to begin. He began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body after that have no more than that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before God, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. Also, I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man, also I confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men, I will deny before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now, when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Glory be to God forever.
Can we sit down for 2-3 minutes only?